Terry for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
This week is Food Allergy Week, and new research released for this week has raised concerns on the urgent need for allergy awareness in Australia. The research shows that despite Australia having one of the highest rates of food allergy in the world, 1 in 10 babies will develop a serious food allergy. The lack of awareness means that most people with food allergies still don't feel comfortable eating outside of the home. And on the line with me now is the CEO of Allergy and Anaphylaxis Australia, Maria Said. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
For those people that don't feel comfortable eating outside of the home, what are their options?
Well, many people say, well, why would you risk eating out anyway? But if we think about quality of life, food is part of almost everything we do. So it's about managing the situation when we do eat out. Primarily, it's the person with the allergies responsibility, but if they disclose their allergy, if they tell someone in a cafe or restaurant that they can't have milk, for example, in their food, so that includes all dairy food, they must be served food without any dairy in it. There are lots of things that food service people can do to reduce the risk, but sadly, many think that it's a lifestyle choice or a fad, and it is really dangerous for allergy, true allergy to food, to be caught up in that lifestyle choice, trendy sort of setup.
And establishments are becoming more accommodating now, aren't they? They declare on their menu whether items contain traces of peanuts and those kinds of ingredients.
Well, packaged food certainly has those statements on them, but, you know, we will argue that they're not very helpful because, you know, up to 75% of packaged food has that statement on it. So it leaves people very, very little to purchase. But eating out, for example, it's very much up to the person with the allergy to disclose their allergy because menus often do not have the ingredient of every menu choice, and it would be too onerous for restaurants to have it on there. So it's really, really important for the person to disclose their allergy and then for there to be excellent communication and a protocol that comes into place for preparing that person's meal and making sure that that meal is served to the right person.
And a breakthrough for LPG customers. There's a new delivery tracking tool. This is great if you're an Origin customer. On the line now is Origin's General Manager, LPG, Andrew Bills. Andrew, tell us about this new tracking tool.
Yeah, morning, Terry. Look, this is a tool we've just launched where customers can track real-time where the delivery is. So they can know how to plan their day, lock the dog, you know, put the dogs away, open the gate, and they know with confidence that the delivery is going to be there in that time. So it's the first in Australia. We're the first company to do this, and we've just launched it in Albany.
So Albany is able to get onto this new system. Is it being rolled out in other parts of regional WA?
Yes, it is. We'll be doing it in Pajara and also in all through the southwest area of WA and also in Kalgoorlie around that region as well.
Now, I believe people need to register for the tool.
Yes, you've got to be an Origin customer. Now we're supplying around 250 to 300 businesses and around 4,000 to 5,000 customers in Albany. And so if you're one of those customers, then you'll get this, you'll get a text, you'll be able to click on the text, know where things are going. So if you sign up to Origin, this is the sort of service you're going to get from us.
So LPG customers, if you're with Origin across Albany, you can track your LPG deliveries in real time, removing uncertainties around cooking dinner, heating the home and hot water needs. Andrew Bills from Origin, this is fantastic news, especially as we get towards some cooler weather.
Absolutely, because this is exactly what you just said. People want to be able to go home with a sherry, cook it, you know, have the hot water, and not have the pressure of, I'm out of gas, or I've got to ring order the gas. You'll know that it's been delivered, and you'll be able to track it. So it makes life a lot easier for people in Albany.
To register for the tool or to inquire about Origin's LPG services, you can go to originenergy.com.au. Andrew Bills, thank you very much. This is a great feature that you've brought out.
No, great. Thanks for having us, Terry. And look, I just want to say Albany is a big part of our business. We've got a terminal and we've got a shop in town next to our Albany gas business. We're a big supporter of Albany. We gave a significant grant to the Albany Football Club last year. So I just want to, this is a continuation of that presence in Albany.
Wednesday morning, so time for Tech Talk with Trent Geddes from techwrap.net. Google is being investigated here in Australia due to discovery by software company Oracle regarding its Android handsets. Now, I've got an Android handset. How worried should I be?
Oh, well, I would show a little bit of concern for what's going on here, not only for the fact that I guess information is going out and some people are not quite aware that it's happening, but also the data consumption across a monthly period as well. Oracle was looking at a few Android handsets and had noticed, a leak of a gigabyte of mobile data on handsets for no fair explainable reason on some of these devices that they'd been testing. There was no applications in the form of extra apps from the App Store installed. They had to delve in a little bit deeper and find out that location services, and in specifics, the location service which you can turn on and off, which will essentially, map your movements on a Google Maps, which is accessible to you from an account page in Google, had actually been occurring on mobile handsets that had the option turned off, which is a bit of a concern for the fact that they provide, or they're looking to provide, the option to be able to turn it on and off, and it's still happening regardless. The ACCC will be looking into this one at this stage.
8 questions and 60 seconds to get them all right. Triple M's 8:38. Albany Chalets Cafe, 247 Nanarup Road, Calgon.
We were out there yesterday, Cheryl and I. We had a yummy mushroom stroganoff for Taste Test Tuesday. Check out the Facebook video on our website, triplem.com.au. But this time around, Sam's on the line, wants to have a go at the 8:38. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. Now, you fancy yourself as a bit of a trivia buff there, do you?
Sort of.
How do you reckon you're going to go?
Not sure.
All right.
Hopefully, okay.
How it works is 8 questions, 60 seconds. If you can get through it, I'll give you a voucher. Your time starts now. Which Russian town suffered an infamous nuclear disaster in 1986?
Chernobyl.
Yes. Which planet shares its name with a dog?
Pass. Pluto.
Pluto, yes. In nautical terms, what is the opposite of windward?
Wayward.
No. Leeward.
Oh.
What is the irrational fear of trees called?
Not sure.
Pass on that one. Dendrophobia. Which is the most northerly of the Channel Isles?
Isle of Wight.
Alderney. Where on the human body is the zygomatic bone found?
Hand.
Facial cheek. And we just ran out of time. So you got 2 out of 8 there, Sam. Unfortunately, can't give you the voucher.
Okay, thank you.
But Sam, I'm going to put you in the draw to come out for a taste test. How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Sounds of Albany.
Rustler's Steakhouse, now open for lunch and dinner. Stirling Terrace, Albany.
On the grill this morning, thanks to our friends at Rustler's, more than just a steakhouse, $4,120. And Sharon wants to have a go at the sound of Albany. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm good. I'm loving this sunny weather that we've got lined up for today. 25 on the way.
It's superb, isn't it?
I'm so excited that I'm wearing shorts. Revealing a little bit too much information. But look, sounds of Albany for Rustlers, more than just a steakhouse. $4,120 could be yours today, Sharon, if you can identify the sound of Albany. What is it?
I think that it's someone handing over their ticket as they go into a venue and having it stamped.
Someone handing over their ticket as you go into a venue and having it stamped. Now, I did drop before that not only can you see this function in action at the Alberty Leisure and Aquatic Centre. You can also see it down at the Alberty Entertainment Centre.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I cannot stamp your answer.
Oh, thank you anyway.
Not a problem. There's another hint, folks. Alberty Entertainment Centre, you can see this in action. I want to give this money away, Sharon. I really do.
Okay. Thank you.
Not your day today, unfortunately, though.
Never mind. Thanks, Terry.
Returns tomorrow on the grill for Sounds of Alberty, thanks to Rustlers. $4,140 tomorrow, only at Alberty's Triple M.